Jurors have reached a not guilty verdict on the most serious charges against two men accused of murdering a co-worker at an Unalaska fish plant in 2012. But as KUCB's Annie Ropeek reports, the jury couldn't agree on every count.
On Monday afternoon, jurors found 36-year-old Leonardo Bangalto Jr. and 42-year-old Denison Soria not guilty of two counts of second-degree murder each. One count included intent to cause serious injury, while the other was tied to an extreme indifference to human life. Bangalto from Maple Valley, Washington, and Soria from Unalaska were accused of beating Jonathan Adams to death outside a Bering Fisheries bunkhouse in February 2012. But the jury couldn't decide if either man was guilty of assault, manslaughter, or several other charges. Judge Patricia Douglas declared a mistrial on those counts that could set the stage for a brand new trial process starting later this year. In all, the jury deliberated for about 11 hours after hearing more than a week of testimony from an eyewitness, a bunkhouse neighbor, and several police and medical officials involved in the case. Attorneys showed the jury photos of Adams' injuries and the bunkhouse deck where he was found the night of his death. The jury also listened to recordings of the eyewitness's call to public safety and first responders' attempts to revive Adams at the scene using CPR. Bangalto and Soria both declined to give their own testimony. They spoke and listened through Tagalog interpreters during the trial. In closing arguments last Thursday, Assistant District Attorney James Fayette told the jury the alleged fight was the result of Bangalto and Soria's pre-existing aggression toward Adams and that the fight had directly caused Adams' death. But defense attorneys said Fayette hadn't proven either of those things. They questioned the reliability of the state's witnesses and argued that neither man had set out to seriously injure Adams when the altercation began. Jurors were asked to consider each man's charges separately, and Soria's attorney, Paul Maslakowski, argued in particular that his client was barely involved in the fight. The eyewitness who testified called Leonardo Bangalto the primary aggressor, but Bangalto's attorney, James Ferguson, called Adams' death an accident resulting from horseplay. Jurors reached their not guilty verdicts on the murder charges around 5 p.m. on Monday. Before dismissing them from service, Judge Douglas thanked the jury for participating in what she said was an unusually difficult trial. The state now has the option to pursue a retrial for any or all of the remaining charges in the case. Attorneys will decide how to proceed at a scheduling conference in November. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek with help from Lauren Rosenthal.